Peggy Ruth Harrison. Peggy Ruth Harrison, 3/16/57. Today is 11/21/25. This is a 68-year-old woman, originally from Houston, Texas, lives with her son, Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, who's her primary caregiver. She has an extensive history of smoking, but she's not smoking nor drinking at this time. She's been widowed. She had one son passed away. She works in a chemical plant. She has lost a tremendous amount of weight, 40 pounds to be exact. She has a history of lung cancer with bone metastasis. Recent MRI showed multiple paratentorial and intratentorial and intracranial metastatic lesions. Lesions involving 7th and 8th nerve. Facial nerve causing facial droop. Also has a history of tobacco abuse, bony metastasis, as was mentioned, stage 4 lung cancer. Patient has a port on the right side of her neck. Patient apparently seen an oncologist and getting some experimental drug in rotation. Also has dizziness, severe pain, shortness of breath, decreased activity. Weight loss of 40 pounds, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent. I spoke to Derek and patient's daughter, Michelle, who states that because of mom's weakness, they're in desperate need of care, hospice and palliative care at home, period. New paragraph. I explained to them that they need to clear that with the oncologist before they sign up with hospice because she may no longer be a candidate for experimental chemotherapy, in quotation, period. New paragraph, she has finished her radiation therapy in the past. Patient taking Vicodin for pain at this time. Her 40-pound weight loss has caused decreased MAC to 21 centimeter. Surgeries includes hysterectomy, immunizations up to date, allergy, penicillin. Last hospitalization was some time ago. Family history, mom died of MI. Dad was shot to death. Patient's awake, alert, but quite weak. Medications include diltiazem ER 180 once a day, losartan 100 milligram once a day, Zidia 10 milligram a day for increased cholesterol, hydrocodone 5-325 PRN for pain, levothyroxine 100 milligram a day or 100 microgram a day, or 88 micrograms, sorry. Lidocaine patch, lorazepam 0.5 milligram for anxiety, potassium 20 milliequivalents a day. Blood pressure 150 over 97. Blood pressure is 151 over 97. Pulse is 97.3 or true side 96%. Pulse is 99, sorry. Temperature is 97.3, MAC of 21. Heart pulses, phone pulses to lungs, to bronchi, abdomen is soft, but scaphoid, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows, no rash, oral mucosa, with and lesion, logical, non-focal. Assessment, 68-year-old woman with lung cancer, stage 4, with bone metastasis, who's receiving chemotherapy. Patient is quite weak, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, has severe pain, does not want to go back and forth to the hospital, but has not decided whether or not she wants to stop the experimental chemotherapy, period. In the paragraph, I explained both to son Derek and to sister Michelle, that in order to qualify for hospice and palliative care, they most likely have to stop all treatment unless this the patient's.
Sam, are you good?
Unless the patient's. Hang on, but I'm dictating. Unless the patient's oncologist states that they can proceed with hospice with the palliative care. Patient definitely not a candidate for any more radiation at this time. Given patient's weight loss, weakness, debility, pain issues, and stage 4 lung cancer with bone and metastasis, make sure you get great candidate for hospice and palliative care as soon as the experimental chemotherapy issue has been ironed out. Thank you.
Sam.